Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, what's wrong with women? Lauren here believes that kink belongs at Pride, and she wants her kids to see it. Maybe the cops need to check her hard drive for some PDF files. Looks like CPS is really slacking with this particular case. She says she wants her kids to make their own way in life, yet at the same time she wants to expose them to some very unsavory characters that want to have their way with them. This was from 2021, which was peak woke. She probably wouldn't be able to get away with it today. Up next is Beauty asks if you would take her or the PS5. Some guy named Humphrey doesn't want a humper and will instead take only a PS2. As for me, I'll take any console from Atari to current day instead of her, even the Sega Master System, a Scrabble board game, or even the Etch-a-Sketch. I know that some of you are probably thinking you'd rather take another case of COVID instead. Some might even risk getting a jab instead of jabbing her. Her best bet is to burn some coal at this point. But it looks like not even dark-skinned Humphrey wants her. Number 3, remember guys that women cover for each other's crimes. Here's Lauren Powell Jobs, the owner of the Atlantic magazine, releasing an article called The Great Fake Child Sex Trafficking Epidemic. And there she is with Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's right-hand whore. And the people who own the lamestream media wonder why they're losing their audience. I'm sure that even with what she did to those underage kids, simps would still smash Miss Maxwell Ghislaine over here. Moving on, Trump announces he's going to be removing all illegal aliens from getting Social Security. But how do illegals get it in the first place? Many of them get a fake Social Security number and pay taxes into the fund, even though they aren't citizens. Why do you think that identity theft is big business? I guess Trump is going to investigate Social Security fraud or something. Instead, he should take them off of Medicare because they're bankrupting the healthcare system. Number 5, this mom remembers a simpler time before she had to size up every teacher to see which one might actually be secretly transitioning her kid. But I don't know, lady, the ones trying to transition your kids are pretty easy to spot these days. It's teachers like these that are making homeschooling a must if you can afford it. The dad's also gotta size them up too, because there's probably a schwing-schwing under that dress. But why demonize hard-working teachers? All they want to do is read to your kids about their sex lives. Up next, and speaking of bad teachers, here we have one that dreamt of sleeping with them and raped 10 of them. At least the article didn't call her glamorous or dreamy. There's so many thirsty young guys between the ages of 18 and 30 out there, and she has to choose the underage ones. Maybe incels and female teachers could solve the population crisis together. Instead, female teachers are probably targeting junior chads. At least this article is honest about her raping them. Number 7, this female firefighter in Los Angeles says that if a man needs to be rescued, then he got himself into the wrong place. But imagine if a male firefighter had said that about a woman. He would have got fired. But if a woman says it, then it's supposed to be a joke. But people rightfully took it personally after the LA wildfires. Remember that people in LA willingly voted for this sort of stuff, and let them suffer as a result as their homes burned down. Moving on, to Disney buy Beavis and Butthead and turn them into Disney princesses or something? Even if they didn't, I wonder what their trans names are. How about Beaver and Buttplug? Or what about Cornholia and Cuckhead? But you know that these two are still better Disney princesses than anything that's come out in the past decade. I would actually watch something like this. Hopefully it doesn't give Disney any crazy ideas. Also, aren't these the tattoos that you would not regret having later in life? Number 9, what do you call this strategy of dating for women? Looking for a young Chad, and if they can't find him, then they go for the older ones. Is it called DiCaprio maxing? Unfortunately, I'm not sure how well this strategy will work out for women these days, because the average 42-year-old guy ends up looking like this these days. Here, let me fix it. Yes, the average 32-year-old single woman is still trying to get together with a guy in his early 20s. Up next is Gentle Queen, and she says that she slapped a man and he slapped her back. And she asks, how dare he slap her back? She has a gentle name but is violent by nature. She's right, though. He probably should have found a way to get back at her that was a lot less violent. Something like getting her fired from her job. That's the way that a woman would hurt another woman. Regardless, lady, actions have consequences. Welcome to equality. Number 11, there's a disaster coming to Japan that's worse than getting nuked twice. They're welcoming 820,000 Nigerians and other foreign workers as they battle labor shortages. How about just paying their own people more money so they can actually afford to have families? Doesn't that sound like a novel idea? So goodbye, Japan. It was nice knowing you. They'll also probably have to start hiring more police as the sexual assaults start to skyrocket. Moving on, meanwhile in Australia, the newspapers are starting to ask how they can stop boys from becoming monsters due to toxic masculinity. Imagine if girls were labeled as future gold diggers on the cover of newspapers, and the outrage it would receive from women everywhere. But when men are attacked, we don't care. Because as men, we don't have male own group preference. We rarely see attacks on individual males as a personal attack on us. For women, it's the opposite. Number 13, has anyone checked on Michael Moore? Because it looks like he's off his meds again. He says that Trump might be deporting illegals who could cure cancer or stop the asteroid. It's the left that wants to deport Elon Musk back to South Africa or Canada, and he's the only person who could actually stop an asteroid at this point. As for curing cancer, I'm sure illegals can do that in between picking strawberries and avocados. Also, why doesn't the left apply the same hypotheticals to abortions? Gee, I wonder. Up next, were women more attractive before tattoos and piercings? Yes, and they were slimmer as well. Women like this were normal before the mid-20-teens, until radical feminism and Trump derangement syndrome took over women's brains. Even seeing one tattoo in a woman turns me off now. If I wanted to make love to a crumpled up newspaper or magazine, I would do that instead. I don't need a billboard of all of her past poor decisions in life. Number 15, 90% of billionaires are men and only 15% of female billionaires are self-made. But why is that? Men must be cheating somehow and exploiting women for billions of dollars. That's gotta be the answer. Most billionaires don't become that way from having traditional 9-to-5 jobs. Women in theory could barge their way into every government and corporate institution and become CEOs there. But they still rarely build a business. They just aren't risk takers by nature, it seems. Moving on, this Georgia teacher was arrested for slapping a 5th grade student for calling him Mr. Lady. Talk about a DEI hire if I ever saw one. Sounds like the parents raised this kid right if he called this Mr. Lady. That kid's observational skills are pretty astute. Then again, what kind of parents leave their child in a classroom with Bubba here? The parent-teacher interview days must be incredibly awkward. Looks like another ad for homeschooling. Number 17, listen up everybody, PhD here has spoken. She claims that the uneducated population of America is holding the rest of the country hostage, and that educated people vote blue. More like indoctrinated people. They end up becoming the managerial and bureaucratic class of moochers in a capitalist economy, and don't really produce much. In this day and age, PhD probably stands for piled high and deep. The more edumacation, the more deranged they become. Up next, CNN has gone crazy insinuating that white robots are racist somehow. Ken says, imagine what would happen if you spray painted the robots black. The CNN headline might read, owning a black robot might be a sign that you're pro-slavery. So does this mean I'm being racist now because I own a white car? The writers don't believe any of this. They're just creating rage bait because that's the only way they can get an audience these days. Number 19, here's a bit more liberal lunacy. They won't believe in an immaculate conception but think that a man can get pregnant. Not yet, but someday, you know that they'll actually transplant a uterus into a man and get him pregnant. As far as I'm concerned, they believe in immaculate self-deception. They like playing with fake boobs, lipstick, and half a box of never-used tampons in their purses. They also say outlandish things for the attention. Moving on, this streamer doesn't exist. She's 100% AI-generated. Goodbye, OnlyFans girls. Your days are numbered. The background, the computer, the Funko Pops are all created virtually, and she even has 5 digits on each hand. Even I won't be here on YouTube one day, which will just create their own AI-generated influencers, and being a micro-celebrity will be over forever. I'm predicting the next few years, guys will start programming AI girls for lonely fools and making all the money that would have gone to the women. Number 21, we have yet more insanity from leftoids. This expert claims parents should actually ask babies for permission before changing their nappies. If parents followed her advice, it would be abuse. I'm curious to hear how this expert expects the baby to say yes or no. I wonder if this expert has ever actually interacted with a baby in her entire life. The only thing she's probably an expert in is scissoring. Maybe they should ask the babies if they're trans before putting baby boys into dresses. Up next, some guy says that his coworker is losing his mind. As he's being blackpilled, did women prefer Chad, the controlling bad boy with good looks, over Humphrey, the loyal, funny average guy with good personality? He's not losing his mind. He's just learning the truth and getting the red pill rage. For some reason, this Chad reminds me of Dr. Han. Either that or Chad looks like a Chinese robot. Number 23, this woman is going viral after buying a 2025 Toyota with zero down for $599 a month for 427 months. She's not very bright because that's like $255,000. She'll be making car payments for the next 35 years. It's like a mortgage for a car. The car will be gone in another 10 to 15 years and she'll still be making payments for another 20 after that. This is why people need to learn math in school as well as financial literacy. Moving on, Khloe Kardashian reveals that she's downsized her larger cooch in a candid confession. How exactly does that work? Has it gone from the size of a two-car garage to just a one-size car garage? And what made it big to begin with? Probably being run through to the max. Either that or two buns in her oven that she squeezed out like watermelons. At least sleeping with her will no longer feel like throwing a hot dog down the hallway. Number 25 and the last one, can someone please explain what this is for? Sure, it's for hunting vampires. You have a mallet and stakes, holy water, crucifixes, and a Bible among other things. Plus the boomstick probably has silver bullets in case you encounter a werewolf. The only thing that appears to be missing are cloves of garlic. This is the ultimate Van Helsing vampire starter kit. In a pinch, the stakes also look like dildos. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.